An indigenous artist from Cape Breton picked up a Juno Award over the weekend. Wagmatcook's Morgan Tony won the Juno Award for Traditional Roots Album of the Year for his recording Heal the Divide. Tony is currently on tour and wasn't able to attend in person. He was previously nominated for Traditional Roots Album of the Year at the Juno Awards in 2024 for his 2023 album Resilience. I caught up with Tony and his bandmate Ryan Roberts, who are currently in Vancouver for their tour. So I guess the first thing was just tell us a little bit about the win and how you're feeling.
Yeah, so the win kind of, in a way, caught me by surprise. And I was very hopeful. I watched the Junos and we campaigned a lot. We made sure to promote the Juno nomination itself. Because, like, even to be nominated, such a huge accomplishment for us. So, like, we were just, I was doing an interview a second ago, and we were just talking about, like, where were we when they announced our name at the Juno Awards? On tour right now, it's me and Ryan Roberts, and we were just downstairs in some hall in Vancouver, and we kind of got lost downstairs, so we just found this room, and we started practicing, and I told Ryan, oh, geez, the Junos are on, let's tune in. So we were watching the Junos as we practiced. And Ryan thought it was a great idea to do a live reaction video, which is online, where people can watch it. It's really funny and meaningful and heartfelt. But when he announced my name, you know, I was just thinking about, like, how far we have come as a band, you know. And I've only been doing this for not a long time. 6 years I've been playing the fiddle. 6 years I've been a traveling musician and a performer, entertainer, whatever you want to call it. But this was like beyond my wildest dreams. I never would have thought that I'd be doing this. So it's just an amazing accomplishment. I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And I guess backing up a little bit here, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself for people who might not be familiar with you or your work?
Yeah. So my name is Morgan Tony, and I'm a Mi'kmaq individual originally from Wagama First Nation, but now I am based out of Wamakook First Nation, about 15 minutes away. I both consider those communities my home, as they both hold a very special place in my heart, both of those communities. And I've got families from both communities, but, like, I'm just a regular guy, a human being, just trying to get by. And I just picked up the fiddle 6 years ago in university, at Cape Breton University, learned how to play, learned how to sing at the same time. And I met Keith Mullins maybe 5 years ago, and we just started playing with one another. And he got this cool idea to start recording songs. So we recorded a song called The Gojwa a couple of years ago, which got a lot of attention, and it's pretty much our hit. So what we do with our band and our styles, we blend these two cultures together. So what I'm talking about is you got the Mi'kmaq culture, the teachings and the language, the songs and the dances, but you're also hearing a little bit of that Celtic music that you would find at a square dance, or if you're in a place called Judic at the community center over there. Wherever there's any Cape Breton fiddle music, we're bringing those two cultures together with our music and creating this beautiful fusion, Mi'kmaq and Celtic. We call it Mi'kmaqtic.
Oh, that's really cool. So I guess next thing I'd want to ask is, of course, you know, tell me a little bit about the work that went into Heal the Divide, which is what you won the Juno Award for. So tell us a little bit about the work that went into that.
Well, Heal the Divide is probably going to be one of our best albums. I don't know. We can attempt to top it, but personally, I feel like that is our best album. Not just with the stories and the message of it all, but, like, the production of it. Like, we spent a very long time just preparing for it, and we're trying out new things. Keith's trying out new chords. Ryan's on there doing cool things, and I'm making fiddle tunes. And we had a full band in the studio at Lakeland Sound Studios for the whole thing. And people can find, if they want to go find more information, they can also go to our YouTube page, because we have Behind the Song, it's called, a little series where they can find out the stories and what went into every single song. But this album, especially the song Heal the Divide, it shaped the whole album, and it shapes our whole show. It shapes who we are as human beings and what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people together and set our differences aside, as the song says, and just be there for one another. Well, life is too short to put people down. It's time to come together, and that's what the whole album's about.
Yeah, that's a really great message, Morgan. Is there any other message you want to share for people, you know, on the heels of this Juno win?
Well, you know what? I have Ryan Roberts in the car with me if you want to add him.
Sure, absolutely.
Here's Ryan. Okay, sorry. Hello. I don't even know who I'm speaking with. I just happened to jump in.
Hi, and, Ryan. I'm Jacob with Coast 89.7 down here in Sydney.
Good day, Jacob.
Yeah. So we're just chatting a little bit about, you know, the messages behind, you know, Heal the Divide, and if you had a message you wanted to share for anybody listening or anything else on the heels of winning that Juno Award.
Sure. Well, as you probably discussed already, and again, I have to apologize because it kind of just jumped in the car. You know, Heal the Divide is really just about people coming together. And it's an honor to be on the team that literally is, I think, at the forefront of kind of blending cultures and respecting cultures and singing about some sort of future ways that people can kind of come together and put the past behind and move into the future as one.
And how are you feeling about the Juno win?
Honestly, it's kind of definitely surreal. I'm sure Morgan may have voiced that out already, but when we got out here, we were, you know, just hanging out in the basement as we basically often do, just rehearsing and playing. And when it happened, it was a shock. There's so many amazing artists that are also in those categories. And, you know, you'd never really expect to win. And when we did, we were both kind of pretty blown away. So we're very thrilled and very honored to be recipients of that award for sure.
Well, that's really great. Well, I want to thank both of you guys so much for chatting with me. It was really awesome. Is there anything else, either you, Ryan, or Morgan, you guys wanted to say about this?
Anything about the win?
Yeah.
I think to be honest with you, it's just I don't know. It's just such an honor to win that award and to validate that the stuff that we're actually working toward is actually being heard by the communities, by the industry. And if anything, it's kind of just given us a kick to kind of work harder and keep pushing the message forward.
Well, that's really great. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with me, and we'll certainly be keeping an ear open to hear where you guys end up next.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Jacob.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.